2000 Kwacha corruption case. And Tunisian MP jailed for 8 months over post mocking president. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has warned against political violence ahead of the August 13th general election, stating that perpetrators will be brought to book. Addressing Parliament on the progress made in the application of national values and principles, the head of state said there is no room for political violence or lawlessness in the country. President Hichilema has assured citizens that his administration is committed to delivering peaceful and credible general elections during this year's poll.
This year, on Thursday, 15th August 2026, this year, the country will be holding general elections. We ask every Zambian to rise to the highest standard of patriotism, integrity, and peaceful coexistence before, during, and after year. As citizens, we must reject all forms of violence. All forms of violence. We must all say no to hate speech. No one should hide in a foreign country and push hate speech on our social lines, creating an environment which we are cleaning up for investment and making investors think that there is trouble in Zambia. There is fire all over.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has also noted that government has reduced hours of load shedding and apologized to Zambians for the hardships they endured.
Madam Speaker, once more, we take this opportunity to apologize to the people of Zambia for the pain they endured during the difficult times with electricity shortage. And we also want to thank the people of Zambia for their patience and for their support throughout this period. And in the spirit of dialogue, in the spirit of civility, we saw citizens not going to basically toy in the street, but talking to. This is the transfer we want to see. There's no solution in the street. Solutions are in the rooms like this one, in boardrooms, on the ground, at solar power stations, business. As a nation, for decades, the energy sector has been neglected.
And the president has challenged retailers in communities to reduce prices of essential commodities following price reductions by manufacturers. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Sewenge has arrested and jointly charged Chief Inspector Fredian Mavuku and Sergeant Brenda Kambula, both officers in the Zambia Police Service, in connection with a 9,000 Kwacha corruption case. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilusiech Sanga, said Fredian Mavuku, 47, of Choa Police Camp in Kabwe, and Sergeant Brenda Kambula, 43, of Mukoveko Road in Kabwe, have been jointly charged with one count of corrupt practices by a public officer, contrary to the laws of Zambia. Ms. Chisanga said between November 1st and November 30th, 2022, in Kushi District, the two officers, acting together with other persons unknown, allegedly corruptly solicited and received 9,000 Kwacha cash gratification from a named Lusaka resident. She said the money was offered as an inducement or reward to discontinue a case of causing death by dangerous driving against a relative of the said resident. Ms. Chisanga said, in addition, the commission has charged Sergeant Brenda Tambula with failure to issue a receipt contrary to the Public Finance Management General Regulations of 2020. She explains that during the same period in Kushi District, Sergeant Tambula allegedly failed to issue a receipt for 500 Kwacha received from the same Lusaka resident for a dangerous driving charge, and both officers have since been released on bond to appear in court on March 16, 2026. The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, says it is not yet convinced that President Hakainde Hichilema deserves a second term in office. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast show, DPP President Antonio Mwanza said low wages, rising stress levels, mental health challenges, and approximately 31,000 divorces reported in a year reflect the growing economic and social strain on Zambia. He has added that although Zambia produces about 820,000 metric tons of copper and earns billions from gold, much of the wealth is exported, with limited local industry to create jobs or add value to the country's resources. Mr. Mwanza said alliances are important and that the DPP is open to considering one.
Yes, we've got the KCM back. We resolve those matters that we have in the course of that. And yes, we produce 820,000 metric tons of gold, which translates to about 7.6 billion US dollars. But the question again comes down, who is benefiting from the 7.6 billion US dollars? Who is benefiting from the money? That's the question. If you go back to what government is in between 15 to 20%, you're looking at 1.1 to 1.4 billion dollars. About 80 to 85% of all the money that is coming from the mining sector is being shipped out of this country.
The Zambia Police Service has condemned the assault of a police officer by a motorist while the officer was carrying out routine traffic management duties on February 18, 2026 in Ndola. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilari said police officers derive their authority from the Constitution of Zambia. He has noted that Article 193(2) establishes the Zambia Police Service and mandates it to maintain law and order, protect life and property, and prevent and detect crime. Mr. Chilari said attacks on police officers performing their duties are not just against the individual, but also against the people of Zambia and the nation's constitutional order.
It's an attempt to oppose or disobey the law and order issued by the police. Additionally, assaulting or obstructing a police officer in the execution of lawful duties is an offense under Section 250 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, and attracts imprisonment of up to 5 years upon conviction. While the Zambia Police Service acknowledges that members of the public may have concerns regarding police conduct, violence, whether by a police officer or a member of the public, is unacceptable and has no place in our society.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Ministry of Technology and Science has announced that Baobab Zambia and Vodacom Mozambique, in collaboration with the governments of Zambia and Mozambique, will on Saturday, February 21st, 2026, at the Chaniga Border Post, commemorate the successful completion of the Zambia-Mozambique Fiber Interconnection Project. In a statement, Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Ilitongo Mavoche said the commemoration follows the signing of a strategic memorandum of understanding between Baobab Zambia and Vodacom Mozambique to interconnect their fiber optic network at the Chaniga border. Ms. Mavoche said the interconnection marks a significant milestone in strengthening cross-border digital infrastructure and advancing regional connectivity. She has explained that the Zambia-Mozambique Fiber Interconnection Project is designed to enable direct international connectivity by linking Zambia to the Two Africa Submarine Cable, thereby enhancing the country's global reach and network resilience. Ms. Mavoche has added that the project will establish a strategic digital infrastructure corridor connecting Africa's eastern and western coasts through the networks of Baobab, Vodacom, and their partners.